your kitchen. It's affordable. Call 523-1149. Custom Cabinet Renovations. 523-1149. And remember, it's your choice. Replace or renovate.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump pleased with yesterday's Senate vote to begin debate on the GOP health care plan.
Now we move forward towards truly great health care for the American people.
One proposal to repeal and replace Obamacare rejected late last night. Senate leaders plan to vote on a health care package by the end of the week. The House voting to impose new sanctions against Russia, Iran, and North Korea while limiting the president's authority to roll back those penalties.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has warned the concept behind this bill limits his department's ability to negotiate with Russia.
Fox's Rich Edson, that bill now heads to the Senate. Ohio is set to execute a child killer in a few hours. Ronald Phillips was convicted of raping and killing a three-year-old girl 24 years ago. The Supreme Court rejecting his request for time to pursue more appeals last night. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Cornyn offering a House Senate conference committee to reconcile different versions of a health care bill.
Do you know how awkward it is to have a political argument with a naked man?
This is a wake-up call.
When I was your age, we relied on our own sense of responsibility to know when to wake up.
We need more laughs on the show.
It's just about your show. Not even our show.
So how are you Wednesday?
Let Wednesday begin!
Let's begin with the weather.
Nice to meet you, Richie.
Hey, Richie. How you doing?
Richard.
Hi, Richie.
Thanks, Richie.
Hey, Richie.
Richie's my friend.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We had sunrise 13 minutes ago, but we weren't able to see the sunrise here in central Alabama. There's a little bit of fog out there. See the visibility at Danley Fields, a half a mile. Prattville reporting 3/4 of a mile visibility out at the airport. And Maxwell, about 2 miles. Take it easy out there this morning until the fog has a chance to lift. It is steamy. It is humid. And our forecast for today calling for a sun and cloud mix. We're evolving into a different pattern. The widespread showers and storms will thin out. And I think today rain chances will be more on the order of about 30% with a high temperature, I'm saying around 93. And then tonight's low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, a very hot day. I think storms will be widely scattered with a high temperature in the mid-90s, triple-digit heat index. By Friday, the rain chances start to spike towards evening at 40%, high around 94. And that rare summer front moves through Saturday. And still, still looks like it's going to make it all the way down to the Gulf Coast. Are you a betting person? You want to put some money on this? High temperature around 89. Storms thin out behind the front on Sunday. 77 right now with a dew point of 73 at 10 minutes after 6.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Some morning radio programs are filled with a bunch of jerks. Well, not this one. You found Greg Budell.
I was born a poor black child.
Yes,
yes. The phone books there, the new phone books here.
Emily Hay.
And remember, the Lord loves a working man.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
He hates these cans. Stay away from the cans.
So grab your thermos and sit back. It's time for Three Men and a Lady.
You see that? That's sh**. And this? Shinola.
Shinola.
Son, you're gonna be all right.
Love the church.
Oh, man.
I know the difference.
Cutty say King.
Hey.
You are absolutely correct. Let's welcome the team.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
Morning.
Scott. Jay Scott and
Emily, why do you always have to make such a big production out of everything?
Wow.
There's one. There's one. Wow.
Look at that face.
That's a gift of love.
Emma.
A love gift.
Is that perfect, though?
Why do you always have to make a big production out of everything? I don't know where that came from.
I don't know. Probably my parents circa 1987.
Yeah.
That holy cow.
Rusty Aldridge, the brilliant Rusty Aldridge, strikes again.
He's amazing.
Really is.
He's pretty fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And only does these things because we love you.
Hee-wee loves.
I don't know if that would pass the...
Pee-wee loves you.
Pee-wee?
Hee-wee loves you.
We got a Pee-wee Herman thing in the timeline today.
Oh.
Oh, not the bad stuff, though, right?
I don't know of any wonderful things we can put in.
The show is pretty spectacular.
You weren't here. You were on one of your vacations when he stopped by to see... when he stopped by to see Emily.
When did you discover that you were so beautiful?
Said Pee-wee to Emily. And then he said,
Emily, why do you always have to make such a big production out of everything?
Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, my God, I know what that's from.
That sounds like Garner.
Yeah,
is that
James Garner and Julie Andrews in the Americanization of Emily.
Oh, it sounded like Garner for sure, yeah.
He slaps her in that movie. And oh. I think he calls her the B word. I don't know if I can say that this early.
Well, now there's something else here.
I think it's great.
I did not get a chance to put in.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm so busy.
You
But Rusty labeled this a tender moment between Jay and Emily.
Oh, jeez.
So let's just see what this says. As our high-speed machine.
I like how Jay braces himself.
Why is this not opening up?
I don't know.
Because it's something that you want it to do.
Oh, man.
Therefore, it's going to give you fits.
One of these days, I'm going to...
To the moon.
Yank this computer out.
To the moon.
By its roots. I'm going to drag it down the stairs. Go bump, dump, dump, dump. Then I'm going to go behind the building like a shot putter, and I'm going to start spinning in circles, holding the cords to build up as much momentum, and then it's going to go sailing into Interstate 85, where hopefully a nice truck will crush it to pieces.
I thought you were going to relieve yourself on it.
I could on it before, just because it feels so good.
Well,
but
it's not going to open, I guess.
Oh, poopy chickens.
Yeah.
That's odd that it's not.
No, it's not. And nothing with this computer is odd.
Ellen!
What's odd is when it actually works. That's what's odd. So
I've already talked to Ellen this morning, so he's awake.
Hey,
really?
Hey, Ellen.
We had a problem on one of our other stations, so...
Don't we always have a problem?
Got that fixed.
Our opener today, take a look at the nostalgia here.
Oh, hey, this is 1984.
Oh, I love this.
There's that board.
Of watch or warning at this hour. Through every storm, the WSFA 12 storm team has been there.
Bay County, right through east of Selma now.
Alex, you're there now. Tell us what you saw.
This is on Interstate 65.
As you can look behind me, the winds are just starting to pound.
Take this storm very seriously now, and we always will be there to lead you through the next storm and after it passes.
The experience you trust, where team meets technology.
It's too bad they threw all that out the window. So,
It's a John Young voice. I love that John Young
voice.
That
board, though, at the beginning, like I watched that with Rich yesterday. I'm in love with that thing.
To explain like, at home, yeah. Folks, the state of Alabama has, what, 69 counties, 67 counties? There was a light bulb. There was a board with the state, and it had a light bulb for every county. If the light bulb was off, you're not under a watcher warning. If the light bulb was on steady, you're under a watch. If it's blinking, you're under a warning. And it was very functional and very cool. But
it just looks so dang neat. Like
it was before the days where there were weather computers. And
it's so clever. Like, I mean, I didn't see that growing up. Like, we didn't have weather computers. Like,
I go back to ancient times when they used to use a marker to draw the fronts on the map. And then high tech were these things that reacted to light and made it look like they were spinning, like a big H.
I know what you're talking about.
A magnetic H and then a magnetic L. I mean, that was...
Now, I go back to the magnetic age with the maps and the magnetic H's and L's and fronts.
I would put that map of Alabama in my house.
One of the great thrills of my teen years was watching Harry Volkman. He invited me down to watch him put together his forecast on WGN.
Right.
At 2501 Bradley Place.
Yeah.
When it was there. That was really... And he let me help.
That's cool. Harry's a great guy. He's also kind of funny too. He's got a little humor too.
There was a scandal, this horrible story where he went stopped at a donut place.
Yeah.
Early in the morning, of course. This is Chicago. Nothing's changed. And he got beat up.
Is that right?
Robbed and beat up, mugged. And the whole town was like apoplectic because this is one of your favorite people, and he goes to stop for donuts and gets robbed and beaten, and they showed pictures of him, black eye.
He spoke to us at several weather conferences, and he's like, you're looking up at the stage and you're saying, that's the dean right there, you know?
You know, it's funny. We had a day off from school, so we decided to go down to the merchandise mart where I would be working just a few years later. And NBC had the top two floors of the merchandise mart, which also at the time was the world's largest building in terms of total square footage.
Mm-hmm.
So we were on the elevator going up to the 18th floor and went, wow, wonderful, see anything up there, you know? And, you know, with typical teenage wonderment, the elevator door opens and there is standing Harry Volkman.
Holy sh... Cow.
We said politely. We were so... I mean, so we stayed on the elevator and went down. I don't think, you know, it was just freaky to see.
You bring up that building. I did a live shot back to Montgomery, the live weather cast from the top of that building.
From the top of the merchandise mart. How about that?
Overlooking Chicago.
It's another thing we have in common, Rich.
Yeah.
How about that? David's our first caller.
And until you've been in that building, you have no clue how big it is.
Having wandered, gosh, especially on election night, 1972, I worked as a runner, you know, before they had the modern stuff. Results would come in, they'd hand it to the runner, and you had to rush it to the anchor desk. So we were on TV handing, you know, Floyd Calber and these other big...
I forgot that Floyd was in... He was the main anchor in Chicago.
Yes.
Because he did stuff on the network,
you know what's really
too.
Cool? When I was in high school, I invited him to speak at a group, and he came out and did it. In between newscasts, he did the 6 and the 10.
Yeah.
And then a few years later... I'll never forget, he says, I knew you were going to be in this business at some point. You just had too much going on not to be. And that was really nice.
It was your density.
My density?
Yeah, I got you. They're in the NBC Tower now, the new building, right? NAQ is?
I think so, yeah. I don't know.
Hey, you guys were talking about the old times. I was telling my kids a few weeks back about when we used to watch, you know, John Coleman and them in Chicago, and all they had was just the whiteboard with the outline of the United States and the states and stuff. They would take the little magnetic suns and lightning bolts and clouds and stick them up on the whiteboard.
John Coleman always mentioned those little towns. WLS.
It was hilarious. Hey, Rich, this is interesting. I forgot to mention this yesterday when I was talking about being at the new SunTrust Stadium in Atlanta.
Right.
That stadium has had more weather delays and cancellations than any stadium in the United States this year.
How ironic, huh?
I'm not surprised. I mean, of all the stadiums that should have a retractable roof, Atlanta should be one of those places.
The funny thing was, they said since they moved it to Marietta, they said that Marietta is like the wettest place in the state of Georgia for rainfall each year.
Yeah, but that, and, you know, you can't make that kind of statement.
Yeah, and they claim, you know, kind of like with that, Atlanta creates like almost like Montgomery, like a bubble. And that the storms tend to steer to the northwest side of Atlanta when they're coming out of the southwest.
Not necessarily, but I understand what they're saying. Okay.
Yeah, but anyway, so.
Interesting about the weather delays, huh?
Well, I mean, the Cubs last week had, Monday and Tuesday night, they had 2.5 and I think 3-hour weather delays because of rain.
Just miserable.
For those games. Mm. So it is an ongoing thing. Anyway, hey, you guys have a great hump day.
Later.
Thank you for the action verb. Let's go to K-Rod.
Hey, good morning.
Right.
I tell you, today is my birthday.
Happy birthday!
And I appreciate you playing that Weird Al piece this morning. That was hilarious. I was almost grinning ear to ear.
Well, I was grinning ear to rear. It was, which I think is bigger and better.
What would put it over the top is if I could get the EP version of Richard of Oz.
E.T. version of what?
Of Richard of Oz.
The extended play version.
The EP.
He wants your song, Rich.
We got a timeline coming up.
It's his birthday, Rich. It's K-Rod's birthday.
I know, but
he wrote a song for you. Yes, he did the Rich Thomas.
Okay, all right.
So here's what I'm going to do. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play that going into the timeline, coming out of this break, okay?
Okay.
Yes.
You're a winner.
He sounds like my colleague.
And on my birthday, we won't play.
Did you hear his Thomas? I love it so much.
Nice job, though. All right, we'll do that. Happy birthday, man.
Thank you.
And many happy returns.
Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
What does that mean? Many happy returns.
Return to your birthday.
What do I look like? Random facts?
Damn.
I'll bet Jake can answer that for you.
Is it me? Google it.
And neither one of you, or you or Jay, knows who the Shell Answer Man is, or I would have used that for a line. You've aged out of everything.
True. That's right.
Hey, later on we'll talk about Dunkirk. Rich and I saw that yesterday.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Oh, y'all went on a friend date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nope. I have the origin of that many happy returns.
Nobody ever asked me on a friend date.
There we go, many happy returns.
Yes, it is a greeting, which is used by some on birthdays, and others in response to Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Since the 18th century, it's been used as a salutation to offer the hope that a happy day being marked would reoccur or recur many more times.
Okay, I can accept this.
Yay. Good, they're really green.
Good.
We can move on with our lives at 6:22. News, our first look at the roads, and then Rich with the timeline for the 26th day of July next.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay.
Yay!
A Montgomery man has been charged with 2 counts of second-degree assault, attempting to elude, public intoxication, violation of license to carry. Cleophas Robert Delona Polk was at a business in the 4600 block of Virginia Loop Road, causing a disturbance. When officers arrived, well, Cleophas just acted the fool, got combative, tried to flee. He's in jail. Would you believe a 400-pound pig? A 3-year-old girl in Rogersville will tell you he's sure real because he bit a chunk out of her arm. The pig was a neighbor pet named Booger. Booger the pig. I think Booger's going to wind up as a ham this Christmas. And Alabama State School Superintendent Michael Sennett's given an evaluation yesterday by Board Vice President Stephanie Bell. The board said Sennett scored low marks. He got a 1 to a 1.5 on each part of the evaluation. That's headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
Does your child pick his or her nose and eat it?
Billy, get your finger out of your nose.
What finger? I wasn't doing anything.
It's gross, it's dirty, and it could end up giving your kid a nasty nickname like Booger Boy or Picky McPickerson. But now there's something you can do about it. It's new I Can't Believe It's Not Boogers.
These taste like real boogers.
I'm glad you like them. You're normally so picky.
Ha ha.
Dad.
I Can't Believe It's Not Boogers is great on a bagel, on a peanut butter sandwich, or just on your finger.
I Can't Believe They're Not Boogers.
New I Can't Believe It's Not Boogers. It's not your kid's ordinary snack. Located in the nasal and allergy section of your favorite store. Pick some out today.
Traffic brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Get 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for only $17. Made locally and good for your pup. Ask Randy about it. Prattville Farm Center, 1/4 mile south of McDonald's on Highway 31.
Good morning, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Welcome to your Wednesday. It's a foggy one. Careful out there. The fog is kind of dense in places. Everything looking pretty good on the roadways, though. We don't have any accidents so far. No delays, no busted up vehicles. The interstate systems are all clear. Taylor and Vaughn looking good. The Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, and the 31s are all clear as well. The 2017 fall registration at Trenum State Community College is going on now through the 31st, with classes beginning August 18th. Financial aid's available for those who qualify. Trenum State, the college for real careers, 420-4200. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today's show is brought to you by Wednesday, the day we never pronounce correctly. Wednesday?
Hi, I'm John Danielson. The experience you want from a dealership is right here at Montgomery Subaru. Get familiar with the unfamiliar in the 2017 Subaru Outback. Symmetrical all-wheel drive plus a fuel-efficient 33 miles per gallon. It's a 2017 IIHS top safety pick with Subaru EyeSight and HID headlights. Now through July 31st, get financing as low as 0% for 63 months. Come see us on Eastern Boulevard or visit us on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need, and no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Blue Water Broadcasting and Jack Ingram Motors ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies to Jack Ingram Motors on Eastern Boulevard and help cram the van. While you're there, test drive a Sprinter or Metris Mercedes-Benz van. Visit our website for more info from Jack Ingram Motors and Blue Water Broadcasting.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Happy birthday, K-Rod.
We're off to talk with Richard. This wonderful Richard of ours. Whenever there's weather, ask Rich because...
After all, that's what he does.
But we love to hear his thoughts on other stuff.
Serious News Hour with a timeline for July 26th. Here is your host, Rich Thomas.
From the sound of that song to the sound of that sounder.
It was great.
That was real onomatopoeia.
What just happened?
It's well, I don't know that that's out. Is that right?
That wasn't
that's
really onomatopoeia.
Oh, gosh. 207th day of the year, 158 days left. It is all or nothing day. What does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't. It is National Aunt and Uncle Day. I had a bunch of great aunts and uncles. Wonderful memories of them.
I knew that they were all drunks.
I had, I had a drunk uncle. It's National Bagel Fest Day.
I think it's mandatory in the United States that every family has one.
A drunk uncle?
Or a funny one, whatever.
On this date in 1775, the U.S. Postal Service was established. Benjamin Franklin, first Postmaster General. I can just hear Elvis, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone. Remember that song?
Sing it.
No.
Again.
No.
Again.
No. 1931, this is odd. A swarm of grasshoppers descends on crops through the American heartland, devastating millions of acres, Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, already in the midst of a bad drought. Terrible disaster. Grasshoppers. What was the show? What was the...
Grasshopper. Kung Fu?
Yeah, Kung Fu. Yeah, Grasshopper.
Never watched it, but I know that.
1908, the FBI is founded. Remember Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. on the FBI TV show on ABC?
And you know what's on MeTV just before the stupid Armis Brooks? 77 Sunset Strip.
I love 77 Sunset Strip and Kooky
he's
with
in
his
that.
Comb.
Yeah, he's in that.
We did the theme a few weeks ago. 69 years ago in 1948, President Truman signs the order prohibiting discrimination in the U.S. military and in government jobs. On this date in 1958, 59 years ago, Queen Elizabeth II proclaims her son Charles to be Prince of Wales. He was 10 then. He's 68 now. Still waiting, waiting, waiting.
Did you know that he once did the weather?
Prince of Wales?
On BBC TV. I think I have that.
I saw that clip.
I had it.
All right.
I don't know what happened to it.
I think I saw that clip. He was trying to be funny. Yeah. 1968, the Jackson 5 signs a contract with Motown Records. They made history in 70. In 1970, they were the first recording act to have four singles to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100. I Want You Back, ABC, The Love You Save, and I'll Be There.
Those are all really good jams.
You know, I think one day I'm going to do a Michael Jackson song for the SAB. Probably something like Rock With Me or maybe
what was the one that
Billie Jean. Billie Jean, that's a great intro.
Do any of his songs bring summer to mind?
No, not really. But I was trying to do a summer connection because I've never done a Michael Jackson song, so... But Billie Jean might be a good one. I got to see if that came out in the winter or when. Also in 68, John Lennon and Paul McCartney complete a song called Hey Jude. Yeah, I think I've heard of that. 1975, Van McCoy's The Hustle, Do the Hustle, is number one in America. Also on that date in 75, the Eagles start a five-week run at number one on the U.S. albums chart with One of These Nights. Our boss will be seeing the Eagles Friday night.
The Eagles rule.
How exciting for Rick and Jennifer. I know they're big fans.
40 years ago in 1977, Elvis Costello arrested while performing outside the London Hilton where a CBS record sales convention was going on. He was trying to audition for a record deal. Well, he was fined, but eventually they invited him back and he did audition and signed. All right, our song to the summer series, a biggie from ELO,
yes!
Off the Out of the Blue LP. Our first song from this group, from the genius Jeffrey Lynn and the Electric Light Orchestra, big on the radio in 1978, only got to number 17, though. Love this song. On your timeline this morning, Sweet Talking Woman.
ELO.
Oh!
I was searching.
Well, someday we're going to play
this. This is News Talk. Kiss can play the whole thing.
This is News Talk. Some days, though, I wish we could do the whole thing. Anyway, I would do Evil Woman if it wasn't a 00 intro. That was a good one. 26 years ago, 1991, Paul Rubens, a.k.a. Pee-wee Herman, was arrested inside an adult movie theater in Sarasota, Florida. He was accused of,
I don't like to think about that.
Imagine what he was doing there. 25 years ago, 1992, Motown legend Mary Wells died of cancer at the age of 49. It was throat cancer. She had Motown's first number one hit with My Guy, which was written by the genius Smokey Robinson, William Robinson Jr. 21 years ago, 1996, I don't know if you know this movie, but Kingpin, starring Woody Harrelson and Bill Murray, debuted. That's a hilarious movie. I don't know if anyone seen that movie?
I saw it a long time ago.
Okay. 1998 on this date, three race fans killed at the Michigan Speedway. This is awful. U.S. 500, it's auto racing's big deal, most prestigious race. When three fans are killed and six others wounded by flying debris from a car at the Michigan Speedway in Brooklyn, Michigan. Well, since then, they have backstops and things to try to prevent that, but that's an awful way to die. 12 years ago, 2005, Space Shuttle Discovery returns to space in the first space shuttle flight since the destruction of the Columbia nearly 2.5 years earlier. Birthdays. Besides K-Rod's birthday today, it's Jeremy Piven's birthday. His 52, the Entourage. He was the superstar agent Ari in Entourage. Sandra Bullock still looking pretty good at 53 years old. Kevin Spacey is 58. Right now,
You know him from House of Cards, which is a pretty good series on Netflix. As a matter of fact, it's pretty amazing. Dorothy Hamill is 61.
Listen, when I was a kid,
yeah,
I had to have the Dorothy Hamill haircut. It was wretched. I'm going to find a picture for you.
The Dorothy Hamill.
You know what I'm talking about, though?
Yeah,
like, it was like the lady's bowl cut.
I think I remember that.
I don't know why my mother hates me.
Happy birthday, Mick.
That's our topic today. Why does Emily's mother hate her? 272-9228.
Happy birthday, Mick Jagger. He's 74 today. Doesn't look a day over 90. His wife is 29.
It's just, ew!
Wait, he's 74 and his wife is
29. Yeah.
Well,
and he just had a baby.
Gross.
Which is pretty amazing when you think about biology in 74.
You know, especially with the world sperm count down the way it said on the news yesterday.
I guess so.
There you are. There you are. Your Dorothy Hamill haircut. How old are you?
3 or 4.
Oh, my gosh.
It's 88, 89.
Look at little Emily.
Isn't that cute?
It's something. I don't know that it's cute.
It's cute.
We mentioned the Jacksons a little while ago. Joe Jackson, the daddy, is 89. Father of Tito, Jermaine, LaToya, and also the late Michael Jackson, of course. Dobie Gray would have had a birthday today. Died in 2011. Drift Away, one of my favorite songs. That is a good one. We haven't done that one. Vivian Vance from I Love Lucy. She was Ethel Mertz. She would have had a birthday today. She died in 1979 at the age of 70. And Stanley Kubrick would have had a birthday today, 1999. Director of some really wild stuff. The Shining, Clockwork Orange, Dr. Strangelove, 2001 Space Odyssey. We're 26 days till the solar eclipse, which, by the way, begins around noon in our time zone and ends around 3 p.m., peaks around 1:30. We'll tell you more about it. We'll have Rick in the studio here next Tuesday.
I'll tell you what, I'm just glad it's not happening at night.
Yeah, it's like...
What will we do?
It's the old Polish joke. Poland, what space...
we're going to the sun.
We're going to the sun. Poland, that's impossible. It's too hot. He said, we're going at night. 36 days till SEC football. Our long national nightmare is almost over. 152 days till Christmas and 255 days till Daddy gives away the bride. That's your timeline this morning.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be another long road to find out who Alabama's going to play for the national championship. At 6:37 is your timeline with your own stuff.
He says wearing an Auburn shirt.
I know.
It's the...
Yeah, you choose a side, friend.
It's so hot. 20, this shirt, 32? I consider... This was a gift from...
Alan!
I can't turn that down.
36 days. 36 days until Jay moves to this middle microphone so Rich doesn't hate me.
Sparks.
Good morning.
What's up?
I have a question, being that there's so much gray matter in that room you're in.
Oh, geez.
Is the grasshopper and the locust the same critter?
No.
I don't think so. No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Uh-uh.
Or else the...
By the way, when are we due for the 17-year locust?
I don't know. I don't have the timeline for that.
Locusts and grasshoppers are the same in appearance. However, they differ is their behavior. Locusts can exist in two different behavioral states, solitary and gregarious. Whereas
that's in Elmore County.
Yeah. Whereas grasshoppers generally do not. When the population density is low, locusts behave as individuals, much like grasshoppers. There's your difference. Thank you.
Wow.
And how long till the 17-year locust thing the next time?
When's the next what? When's the next locust
17-year locust.
Yeah. When's,
they're so loud.
I know they are. It was always, towards the end of summer, it was always a melancholy feeling when you heard them because you knew that summer was going to be over and you got to go back to school.
I'm looking
how's
here.
How's it going over there?
Well, because I'm
Google?
Trying to find Alabama here.
The Google.
Alabama isn't highlighted. Here we go. The next one is 2024.
I
can't wait.
Yep.
We'll have a party.
There you go. You're all squared away. All your questions answered.
The last one was 2011.
Good. Okay.
But for now...
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now you're going to have to just live with the cicadas.
I hate them.
Cicadas. Infesting my yard, you're buzzing in-
got a song for everything on this station, don't
we? So do y'all have June bugs up here or love bugs as badly as we did on the Gulf?
We have June bugs, yeah.
Yeah, like where your whole front end of your car is just...
Is that the one that...
The love bugs. Yeah, the love bugs are the ones that are connected.
Yeah, they fly United.
You remember Florida? Didn't you have to have a shield on the front of your car? Like,
well,
they're horrible along the Gulf.
That was more so in the 70s. For some reason, the population of those things along the Florida Turnpike has diminished over the years. But I remember driving to Disney in 1979, and it took hours just to blast the dead bugs off the front end of the car.
That's right.
There's a lot of cars that travel with what they call a bra on the front.
Mm-hmm. A bra.
Cause it,
they got a bra on the front of the cab.
Those things that... Donnie Turner would be the only person I know that could figure out how to get bug goo off your vehicle. If nothing else, we're crawdad.
Hey.
Hi.
I heard you all talking about locusts.
Yeah?
We'll talk about anything.
I think what you were talking about that comes out here is a cicada.
We just played the song.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
And cicada makes that sound in the end of later in the summer, right?
Yeah.
And they're a lot of fun if you take a piece of thread. You find one that's got this popped out.
They come up and
tie a thread around his legs, and he'll be a little toy. You fly around and buzz.
He'll just fly in circles. String, and he'll just...
You're kidding. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. My dad did that with me once.
Our first friend.
It was a big cicada, too.
Yeah.
How do you hold a cicada down long enough to tie a string around its leg?
I don't know. To touch one.
My dad did it, and I watched it. And as a kid, I was just like, oh, that's great. Give me one.
And what's the joke about mothballs?
No, I was just going to do that. I just said, how do you get its little legs apart?
What? What?
This is.
But you were right about one thing. They do have a pattern, kind of like locusts do when they come up in big batches. I read about that one time. There's different groups that come up at different times in different places, and sometimes when they swarm, I saw one swarm on TV in Washington D.C. and I mean, it looked like you could push them with a broom, just piles and piles of them. Up the trees. It was scary looking.
Saw that in Chicago.
Jay's loving this show.
Oh, yeah. Was that Weird Al that you entered with, started with today? Was that a Weird Al thing?
Yeah, it was Weird Al with the Rolling Stones. And
that was neat. I liked it.
And that, again, another gift from Rusty Aldrich. You found that for us. Hot Rocks Polka, it's called.
Yeah, I kind of liked that. I felt like I had too much coffee.
Crawdad, thank you for the call. We got to run because we have the Cheap and Trashy coming up. Rich's forecast, and it's already 6:42 for crying out loud.
I don't understand the mothballs joke.
Look at this. The new week begins at Food Outlet.
Your face, Rich.
And
it's the most easy. Go ahead.
Whip out your meatloaf recipes, your meatball recipes, your burger. $2.15 a pound for ground beef. So you can go in and get one of those 10-pound torpedoes.
Yes, the torpedoes are back.
For $22.15.
Meat torpedoes.
So I may be bringing burgers in next week.
We're still digesting the steak.
Yeah, that was amazing. Those steak and eggs that we had in the break room. Had to beat off the folks from BAM with a stick.
Shame on you. God is looking down on you and shaming you.
I didn't say anything. I know my place.
But you know what you're going
to
get?
I take my shoes off and go back down to the kitchen.
Because it's on sale instead of steak, I might bring and give you all a nice cup of Manwich sauce, which is just 91 cents.
Manwich.
Yeah.
Is that like Sloppy Joe?
Sloppy Joe.
Okay.
Except I make my own Sloppy Joe sauce, but everything you need to do that is, of course, cost plus 10 at Food Outlet. Hamburger and hot dog buns, 67 cents. So you got the beef, the buns, great price. Hey, T-bones at $5.95 a pound.
So if you wanted to do steak and eggs?
Steak and eggs, T-bones.
Yeah.
Next week.
Yeah. The check's in the mail.
I'm starving myself.
You know,
I suck at this job.
I'm trying to manage a lot here. It's just a very busy week. Food Outlet has three locations in postcard-like Millbrook, one in the preferred community on Main Street, and on Montgomery on Coliseum Boulevard. Cost plus 10 throughout the store. You'll save. Those are your weekly specials, and we'll give away $10 for the free shopping there a little bit later.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Effective June 2017, there's been an increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Hazard endorsement required. Visit WileySanders.com.
No rain on the radar this morning. There is some fog out there, some dense fog in spots, visibility down to a half a mile or less in some areas, including the Montgomery Airport, where the visibility is now a half a mile. For today, look for a sudden cloud mix. Another very steamy day. Fewer storms around than the last couple of days. In fact, about a 30% chance, roughly. High temperature, I've got it around 93. Tonight's low down to about 75. Very hot tomorrow with a high temperature around the middle 90s. Triple-digit heat indices again. Widely scattered afternoon storms means there'll be few and far between. Then on Friday, rain chances get a little bit better towards evening at 40% with a high around 94. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms as a rare summer front moves through the state on Saturday. Saturday's high 89. The storms will thin out in number behind the front on Sunday. This morning, cloudy, foggy in some areas. Very high humidity now. In fact, at Maxwell Air Force Base, the temperature equals the dew point. That literally means 100% relative humidity. And the temperature now is 77 at 646.
All right, we're going to check traffic. Come back with the cheap and trashy.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Everything's good on the roadways. Just be mindful that it's very foggy this morning. That could slow your drive into work, so take the appropriate measures for that. Everything's good on the interstate systems. We're not seeing anything on Taylor or Vaughn. The 31s are all cleared. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway are all clear as well. The Mellow Mushroom has taken the pizza to an entirely new level. Have a great pizza, calzone, hoagie, and more at the Mellow Mushroom. They're in Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. If we let go of bitterness, we'll be a lot happier. When we moved into our house a number of years ago, we needed to cut down a tree in our backyard that had died because it was choked out by ivy. Poison ivy. Well, I didn't realize that until I was covered with a painful rash that made me miserable for weeks. It didn't just hurt the tree, it hurt me too. Hebrews 12:15 says, "Watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many." Isn't that interesting? The Bible says that if I hold on to bitterness, it'll grow like a poisonous root that will trouble me and hurt others. So what if today I scheduled a hard conversation and worked through a problem rather than let bitterness grow? Maybe I'd gain peace. Maybe I'd even restore a friendship. And that would be good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Center Point Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best.
Hi, I'm Congressman Mo Brooks. President Donald Trump promised to build a border wall to keep us safe and protect American jobs for American workers. But Democrats, and even some Republicans, obstruct funding for President Trump's wall. I make you this promise. Elect Mo Brooks to the U.S. Senate, and I will fight to fund the border wall. Right now, Chuck Schumer and the Democrats use the filibuster rule to kill our conservative America First agenda. Well, two can play that game. We must fight fire with fire. If I have to go to the Senate floor and filibuster to fund the border wall, I will do exactly that. America will build a border wall to keep us safe and to protect American jobs for American workers, or you will know the name of every senator who stands in our way and betrays the American people. I'm Congressman Mo Brooks. If you support a border wall, then vote Mo Brooks for Senate. I'm Mo Brooks, and I approve this message.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, and we're already starting to talk about back to school.
We sure are. And for the college kids that are moving into a dorm or an apartment, we've got everything you need right here. We've got the furniture, the beds, the chests, the lamps, the dishes, the silverware, whatever you need. It's right here. So why not shop here and be cool and comfortable and let mother sit in the rocking chairs?
And of course, when someone buys from Eastbrook, you know they're getting the real thing.
They sure are. You might slip up and get a piece of fiberboard furniture, but we try not to sell it.
This is also a great place for newlyweds, maybe looking to furnish their first home or apartment.
Yes, it is. And you can do it so inexpensively here. Our prices really are hard to beat, and you're going to get furniture that'll last a lifetime.
All right, Dot, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday, 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, have you been stealing lunches out of the fridge and posting reviews online?
Finishing one right now, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Hey, is that my lunch?
Yep, today's meatballs were very dry.
My wife made those.
1 star out of 5, would not steal again.
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the huge national job boards. That's probably what you'll get. But if you want more Employees of the Month, go where local job seekers find good local jobs. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hello, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath, owner of The Herb Shop. I'm excited to announce our new radio show on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. I'll be interviewing leading researchers in nutrition, scientists, medical doctors, specialists in the holistic field who can answer your questions. Tune in Saturday mornings at 11 a.m.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
That's right, everybody's in it. We're kind of tight for time here, so we're going
to...
Oh.
Yeah, it's 6:51.
That throws us for a loop.
Well, yeah, a lot of calls this hour. That's cool. TV ratings for last week. America's Got Talent, the only show to draw more than 10 million viewers.
Did it come in? What place did it come in?
First.
Oh, really? Okay.
Game of Thrones, second. The thrill may have subsided somewhat. 9.3 million.
But it's on a paid channel. That's the big thing.
Well, last week it had 12. Oh. So, but again, people can watch it on so many different platforms, too.
Right.
This is just the time it ran Sunday night.
They've got to fix, they're going to have to start fixing the way that they get those ratings.
Yeah, they're making changes.
Right. They're just doing people who are watching the TV or watching, you know, as it airs.
As it airs.
They're not counting the people who watch it on Hulu the next day,
like us.
On HBO.
I think one day, if all TVs in use were smart TVs, they'd be able to tell.
Yeah, digital platforms, they can't get those. They can't get that.
But that would also mean people, you know, could have their televisions hacked or whatever. It might create other problems. Otherwise, nothing noteworthy in the ratings. You'll be happy to know that there's no such thing as men and women in the MTV Video Music nominees.
Am I over this?
Really, it's no such thing as men and women. They're going genderless. So all the nominations are under one category, no male, female.
I don't want to make anybody angry. However.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
I just think that now it's just fashionable. Like, to be passionate about all these things is fashionable.
Isn't that the pure definition of equality, though?
Why didn't you let me finish my dang old sentence every time you interrupt me?
Please, you know, stammer a little bit.
I don't stammer. I stagger my phrasing for emphasis.
Good, that's a better
way. Keep your hand in your bubble.
Can we all get along?
My point
can we get along?
Dadgummit. Is that it's fashionable to do this stuff now. Nobody does it out of the goodness of their heart or because they're like internally motivated to do it. They do it because society expects them to do it. And I just think that it's you interrupted me and now it's all gone.
It's my fault.
This train derailment is being brought to you by
I hate you so much. Let me slip off my shoes, go clean the kitchen.
Here's your horoscope today. Your most useful tune is your easy social demeanor.
That's the Pisces
that's right.
Horoscope.
That's right.
See, check mine. See what it says for feces.
That's hilarious.
Let's see. September 23rd.
I skipped the... A lot of bad news for the NFL yesterday. Creator of The Simpsons doing a new show for...
Did you see that statistic for the NFL?
90%? See how you can say something and nobody interrupts you?
Brain damage.
100 and, out of 111, 110 had brain damage?
That they examined, yeah. That's going to become a major issue for them in the
How are they going to fight that?
I don't know.
What are they going to do? Not have football anymore?
I really don't know.
Just have halftime?
Obviously, a helmet is not enough. So, oh, now here's the biggest story of all.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to announce that Joey Lawrence says a Blossom reunion could happen.
You gotta be freaking kidding me.
Oh, my God, where are my hats?
Our long national nightmare is almost over.
Her hats were so cool. That was so cool when I was younger.
What's Six doing these days?
What?
That was her friend.
Jim Von Oy.
Oh, was that? That's, I forgot.
See what happens when you don't interrupt me? I have things to contribute. But no.
Man.
All the dang old time talking, interrupting people? Rude.
Anybody need a model?
I'm going to need Rich to start coming
out. I want to do this show with you. I really do.
Emily, come on.
Want to resign.
Come on.
This did not happen in rehearsal this morning.
For no.
in the cold read.
By the way, the village people will lead us into random facts.
For the village idiot.
And.
I got you.
Ouch.
Got rich too.
That's because we launched our first gender-neutral aircraft carrier yesterday. Or ship or whatever it was.
Was it USS Pat?
What's her name?
That's good. That's Jay Scott, everybody. How about that?
Yeah, national treasure.
Didn't do that in rehearsal either.
No, it didn't.
And laughter on the phone coming from Morris Capuano. Good morning to you, sir.
That Pat.
Well, I just wondered we lost our first.
That was brilliant. No, that was brilliant.
Gender neutral carrier.
But you don't brilliant. But Jay, you don't interrupt a woman. You just say yes, dear.
Yes, yes.
And that will go far.
That's if yes, I'm going to marry her, but I'm not.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Emily, were you able to remember what you wanted to talk about?
Not now.
I believe I said let's talk about hot chocolate.
We do need to talk about
hot chocolate. Actually, need to talk about mortgages favorite? Because we're almost out of time.
Okay, well, I'll keep this short and sweet. Number one, hot chocolate is very cool, but it's in the winter. It's better in the winter, not when it's 100 degrees outside.
Yeah,
but it's getting cooler, Rich, so that's good. Rates, go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, I want you to go ahead.
Rates are getting cooler.
Okay, there is this 1% program about, we've kind of honed in on that. We're going to talk about it a little bit more today. If you have a individual or a child who you love dearly, who we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, who you just want them to be able to get out and get a place of their own and be able to do their own laundry and stuff like that, and you want to give your child, your loved one who's working outside the home, 1% towards the purchase of a home, you can do that. Is if they qualify for a loan and they have credit that's clean and they qualify income-wise and you want to give them 1% to go purchase a $150,000 home, which their payments would be less than $900 or something like that. That's $1,500. That's not too shabby. Then the lender who we work with, who we sell our loans to, will contribute 2%. And if they credit qualify and income qualify and whatnot, they really can have a place that they can call their own. They can get a roommate, your child, and their roommate can do whatever they want in their own pad or in their own place. And, you know, you're just kind of giving, say, here, child, here's my gift to you to leave the home and have a place of your own, and I'm going to give you 1% of a $200,000 home. That's $2,000 or whatever 1% is at the purchase price. They can call our company at 409-9300, and we can see if we can get them qualified. And it can be a gift in its entirety, and that's just a great way to invest in your child and for that child to have a little bit maybe more confidence in themselves to have a place that they can call their own. That's a pretty good program, and there are a number of new programs that are out there today that a lot of first-time homebuyers aren't familiar with, may not be taking advantage of. They're scared to death as to what their credit scores might be. And ran into someone last week. They thought their score was in the 580s. It was a 637, and they were jumping up and down on the phone. They were so excited they couldn't wait. So, you know, a credit is a fear kind of an unknown. If you're not sure what it is, it may not be what you think it is. It may be worse. It may be better. Credit karma. Sometimes